You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 6, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Will HUD housing protection stop systemic Black homelessness? A major legal victory for fair housing arrived today. An appeals court blocked federal attempts to change housing rules. These changes would have hurt many low-income Black families. The ruling keeps current protections in place for people seeking stable homes. It prevents the government from adding new barriers to housing assistance. This decision is a win for civil rights advocates across the nation. It ensures that housing remains a foundation for stability rather than a reward for it. The history of this struggle goes back many decades. It involves a long fight against racial bias in American neighborhoods. To understand today's victory, one must look at the past. The legal system has often been used to segregate people of color. However, laws like the Fair Housing Act were designed to stop these patterns. Today's ruling is the latest chapter in that ongoing story. It reaffirms the federal duty to help vulnerable citizens without bias. The struggle for fair housing is tied to the civil rights movement. For a long time, the government helped keep neighborhoods segregated. In the mid-20th century, federal policies often excluded Black families from suburban growth. This was done through a practice called redlining. The Federal Housing Administration used maps to mark Black neighborhoods as risky for loans. Because of this, Black families could not build wealth through homeownership. The 1968 Fair Housing Act was passed to change this reality. It was signed just days after the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This law prohibited discrimination based on race or religion in housing. Furthermore, it required the government to take active steps toward inclusion. This duty is known as affirmatively furthering fair housing. It means that agencies must work to dismantle old patterns of segregation. The recent court ruling protects the spirit of this historic law. Understanding these historical shifts requires a look at how power is shared in America. The interaction between the federal government and local cities is complex. This dynamic is often explored through the lens of federalism and Black politics in the United States. When the national government attempts to restrict funds, local jurisdictions often fight back. Today's legal case is a perfect example of this tension. States like Michigan and Delaware led the charge against the new federal barriers. For 20 years, the nation followed a model called Housing First. This policy suggests that people need a stable home before they can solve other problems. Under this model, housing is provided without strict requirements like sobriety or a job. Research shows that this approach effectively ends homelessness for many. It allows individuals to focus on their health and employment from a safe place. Consequently, it has been a bipartisan policy for a long time. However, the Trump-Vance administration recently tried to change this path. They proposed a self-sufficiency model for housing assistance. This new plan included work requirements of up to 40 hours per week. Additionally, it introduced mandatory drug and alcohol treatment for residents. Critics argued that these rules would push vulnerable people back onto the streets. The court today agreed that these sudden changes were destabilizing. The ruling prevents the government from making housing a reward for behavioral changes. This policy shift was more than just a change in rules. It was an attempt to change how the government views its citizens. By adding barriers, the federal government sought to limit who could receive help. Advocates noted that this would primarily harm those who already face systemic obstacles. The resilience of African American families is constantly tested by such policy reversals. Today's decision provides some relief to those who depend on these vital programs for survival. Black families face unique challenges even when they receive housing help. Research shows a significant rent premium for Black and Latino renters. On average, these families pay about $75 more per month than white renters in similar programs. This extra cost often buys housing that is lower in quality or located in less safe areas. Bias from landlords often plays a role in this disparity. For instance, some owners charge higher fees to those with lower credit scores. This inequity is not just about the money paid each month. It is also about where families are encouraged to live. Systemic steering often directs black voucher holders towards segregated neighborhoods. These areas may have fewer jobs and lower quality schools. Consequently, the cycle of poverty remains difficult to break. Throughout history, black workers have sought economic justice through better living conditions. Housing policy is a major tool for achieving that goal. The appeals court ruling addresses these deep-seated issues. By stopping new barriers, the court prevents the gap from widening. The proposed rules would have made it even harder for black families to find quality homes. Instead, the ruling keeps the focus on providing a stable foundation for everyone. This is essential for families who have been historically pushed to the margins of the economy. The legal battle also involved a fight over sanctuary cities. The federal government tried to block funds for jurisdictions that do not cooperate with immigration agents. Specifically, the administration wanted to deny homelessness grants to these cities. This move used housing money as a political tool. The court in Rhode Island found this action to be unlawful. It described the policy as an imposition of political whims on a life-saving safety net. There is no logical link between immigration policies and the goal of ending homelessness. Legal experts argued that withholding funds would cause irreparable harm to thousands of people. The court agreed that the government could not ignore proven solutions for political reasons. By vacating this policy, the court ensured that aid reaches those in need, regardless of local politics. This part of the ruling highlights the importance of protecting federal programs from partisan interference. Additionally, the government tried to penalize cities that do not criminalize public camping. They wanted to prioritize funds for places that arrest people for sleeping in parks. Advocates argued that this was a punitive model that does not solve the root problem. Housing assistance should focus on providing homes, not on law enforcement. The court's decision stops this attempt to use HUD money to force local police actions. While the ruling came from the First Circuit Court of Appeals, its impact is nationwide. This court oversees Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Puerto Rico. However, the federal government uses a single system to distribute grant money. Because the court canceled the national funding document, HUD must change its rules for everyone. This de facto national impact is a major victory for housing advocates across the country. The ruling protected an estimated 170,000 to 200,000 people from losing their housing services. It maintained the status quo while the legal battle continues. Without this intervention, many programs would have faced immediate budget cuts. These programs include emergency shelters and permanent supportive housing. Consequently, the court prevented a massive increase in homelessness that would have followed the new rules. This decision also sets a powerful legal precedent. Other courts are likely to follow this logic if the government tries to add similar barriers. It reaffirms that the Administrative Procedure Act prevents agencies from making arbitrary and capricious changes. Government policies must be based on facts and logic, not just the desires of political leaders. This protection is vital for maintaining the integrity of the nation's social safety net. A key part of this victory involves permanent supportive housing. This is a long-term model for people who have been homeless for a long time. It combines affordable housing with voluntary services like counseling and healthcare. Unlike transitional programs, PSH does not have a time limit. Residents have the same rights as any other tenant with a lease. This stability is often the only thing that keeps individuals from returning to the streets. The proposed federal changes would have slashed billions of dollars from these long-term programs. The government wanted to shift that money into short-term transitional housing. However, transitional housing often requires residents to meet strict milestones to stay. For those with chronic health issues or disabilities, these milestones can be impossible to meet. By protecting PSH funding, the court ensured that the most vulnerable citizens are not abandoned. Housing First and PSH have been proven to save taxpayers money in the long run. People in stable housing are less likely to use emergency rooms or end up in jail. Consequently, these programs are both compassionate and fiscally responsible. The court's ruling recognizes the success of these models. It prevents the government from tearing down a system that has helped millions of people find stability. The victory in the appeals court is more than just a legal technicality. It is a stand for the dignity of every person seeking a place to call home. By blocking self-sufficiency barriers, the court protected the idea that everyone deserves shelter. This is especially important for Black families who have faced a history of systemic exclusion. Today's ruling ensures that the progress made since 1968 is not erased. The fight for housing equity will certainly continue in the halls of government and the courts. However, this ruling provides a strong foundation for future advocacy. It reminds the nation that housing is a starting point for a better life. Without a home, it is nearly impossible to find a job or stay healthy. The court has ensured that the federal government remains a partner in the effort to end homelessness. This is a vital step toward a more just and inclusive society for all Americans. Copyright African Elements.